This is Ms. Sandoval, Sandoval, first name Archiedena, 53065. Today is 12/5. Ms. Sandoval is a well-known 57-year-old woman who was recently hospitalized with flu, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea at Conroe Regional Hospital. Period. New paragraph. Since she's left the hospital, she's been acting very confused. The family is quite concerned because she becomes forgetful and sometimes has issues with hallucination. Period. New paragraph. We spoke to the folks in the hospital, but they were not willing to do any workups. They told them it's because of her oxygen level, but now that her oxygen level at home is improved and patient is on the right dose of oxygen with a great O2 sat, she continues to be confused, and the family is very concerned about possibility of a stroke. Period. Patient medical problems, of course, is as follow. Hypertension, DJD, dizziness, palpitations. Surgeries include ankle surgery, eye surgery, tubal ligation, tubal pregnancy. Medication reviewed today, opposite page, and updated. Allergy, none. COVID immunization, none. Social, has been married 25 years. She doesn't drink alcohol. She doesn't smoke. She wants patches for Nicoderm patches because they helped her tremendously before, and she's been having issues with craving cigarettes again. Family history, no change from my notes on 11/14/2022. Allergy, none. On exam, patient's awake, alert. She doesn't appear to be confused to me. She weighs 181 pounds because the fluid received in the emergency room. Her weight's up six, I mean in the hospital, her weight's up 6 pounds, but has no pedal edema, no shortness of breath, no orthopnea, no PND, no sign of volume overload. O2 sat's 85% on room air, 95 on oxygen, 97.6, 16, 65, 110 over 63. Heart positive, some positive restrictions, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema, neck shows no JVD. Assessment, number one, diarrhea, resolved. Number two, nausea and vomiting, resolved. Number three, flu, resolving. Number three, his hallucination improved. She remembered with our conversation from 11/14. Nevertheless, I'm going to order a CT of the head without contrast ASAP. Next number, she was wants to get back on her Clonopin. She's been out for some time. She was on Vistril with no help. Next number, I gave her Clonopin, but instead of 1 milligram, half a milligram, number 30 for the next 2 weeks. Next number, Nicoderm patch, 21 milligram, number 28. Next number, these prescriptions are going to be filled locally, and then she'll come back and see us next week. Next number, get CT scan. Next number, lab work is up to date. Next number, get records from the hospital. Next number, not any medication changes noted. Next number, I went over her medication one by one opposite page to make sure she knows exactly what she's taking, and given herself and her daughter ample questions, time to ask questions. Next number, patient also gives me permission to discuss her condition with Rebecca Ramirez, patient's daughter. Put that in bold letters at the bottom. Thank you.